Welcome to the Cordial Podcast, where we delve deep into the realms of thought-provoking discussions, insightful interviews, and captivating stories that entertain and engage. Each episode will be a journey, an exploration of ideas, experiences, and perspectives that will challenge your thinking and spark new insights. Together, we'll uncover the stories behind the headlines and dissect emerging trends. Whether you're a seasoned enthusiast or a curious newcomer, whether you're tuning in during your morning commute, hitting the gym, or winding down after a long day, buckle up and get ready for an engaging ride. The Cordial Podcast is here to accompany you on your quest for knowledge and discovery. So sit back, relax, and let's embark on this adventure together. I'll be your host, Mungai Kahoy, and I'm thrilled to embark on this journey with you. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. And join us on our social media handles at The Cordial Podcast, at XMunga, to share your thoughts, suggestions, and connect with our growing community. Without further ado, let's jump into today's episode. A very warm welcome to another episode of the Cordial Podcast. Na hii wiki, hii wiki kuna watu wameniuliza, hii jina ina pronounce yoaji. Juwada mii nimekuwa nikishindwa. What exactly, how exactly should I be pronouncing this name? Is it Cordial? Sijui hizo accent nitazitoa wapi, but anyway. It is another wonderful time again to meet again. Well, I hope your week has been fantastic as mine. Well, I won't lie, mine wasn't fantastic as much, but I hope yours was. Mine was a bit busy, a bit slow, you know, a bit disappointing. All those things, you know, all those feels in one exact, I don't know, week. As we are closing, because I am recording on another Friday. Friday tu ingine tu. Javeri, misijui kama nitawahi toka kwa hii culture. Ni culture ku record on Fridays. But, you know, today is the 22nd of March. It is 5:47. And I'm still thinking of how we should handle this episode. We imekuwa moto. Jue? I don't know if you actually listened to the previous two episodes on the girl child and the boy child, on how they want to see their partners. And that particular topic is really a wide topic, you know. You can't just cover it in like 20 minutes, you know. And even getting views from people who I appreciate, by the way, for all their views and insights. We have to agree that this process has never been easy, and it will never be easy. It has never, and it will never. But, you know, if you ask me from my faith worldview, it's supposed to be easy, because we let it to be in God's time, you know. And, you know, Christians would actually now get stressed because they will ask, hey, what is God's time? Banani lini? And then you go to the Bible tells you that God is not a respecter of man. So, hey, how exactly should he, or how exactly would he handle this? Because, unfortunately, people are really, really seeking romantic love outside here, and it is proven to be a hard task. Juwe, sasa ikitu itaenda aje? So even for the Christians who were just there waiting for the Lord to do the thing, you know, the 30 year olds who are praying for husbands or wives, you know. And I'm always there wondering, now that I'm a Christian, will I nitafika hapo kweli? Mimi nianze hapana. I think I'll do my best enough to have my relationship with Christ good enough nisijifikishe huko. Hey, hapana, nitalilia Mungu nimwambie hey, hapana. Hey, but anyway, that is another topic for another day. So I was still listening through, you know, the extracts, and to be actually funny, to be actually I had to think about it. I had to, because I remember actually the extracts I didn't get to use. I forgot, you know, transferring things from WhatsApp to your files, and then from your files to the computer to edit it in everything else. There are a couple of extracts, extracts that I forgot to put in. I had to actually apologize. We ikazi here podcast. It is not easy, but I apologize to every one of them. But I still am grateful that they took their time to reply to the question. So, you know, as I was listening in again to these pointers and this, you know, everybody has their own experiences when it comes to this, but they're a bit of same point markers, because you realize that there is usually a problem, like a general problem to everything else. To everything else. You know, somebody, a lady might mention this, a man might mention this, but it is all rooting from one particular problem. And, you know, you listen to a lady talking about ikwanza isi nikamata ini toka akili ati sexually disciplined. So I sat there wondering, what is being sexually disciplined? Do you mean, if I gave my own understanding of what sexually disciplined is, it is not the same as the ladies, because they were saying, because I had to go back again and ask them, what do you mean by sexually disciplined? And I sat there, and as they talked, they were talking about, if you are in a relationship with somebody, if you're in a relationship with somebody, and then you guys are, of course, sexually active, but you're not supposed to, of course, sleep with somebody else while you're in that relationship, but if you guys break up, you can go do it with somebody else. So I was sitting there wondering, how is that being sexually disciplined? Honestly, on a serious note, me and I, whoever is listening, to just take that, you know, because for me now, let me give my own perspective on what sexually disciplined means. It means that you can stick to one person, that you've opened up yourself to a very, very sacred thing, and you you can only deal with that thing with one person. I will call that sexually disciplined. Ingine yenu ni counterfeit. Ingine yenu ni counterfeit. But anyway, I understand, because we huko nje mnaona mambo. But anyway, that's my own definition of what being sexually disciplined is. And then you will get a man talking about, you know, they need a partner. They want somebody who, you know, when they start and they put up one goal on how they want their relationship to work, they want that to continue as that, you know, throughout the way, throughout the experience. And you will call that also a way of having discipline in sticking to a particular goal the two of you have. And so that brings to our discussion of today. So is the problem really people lacking discipline in all areas of our lives, that we have to actually find people who have discipline? And even as we are asking ourselves that question, should we also ask ourselves, are we ourselves disciplined enough in all the things that we do for us to actually seek that from other people? When you're saying you want somebody who's sexually disciplined? Are you? Because I realized that there are things we take, and they are compromises, but people really blind themselves to not seeing them as compromises when it comes to being quote unquote sexually disciplined. You do other things with other people, and then you're like, no, as long as the other person doesn't know, sijui nini nini. Man, we are really going down as a society when it comes to defining things and actually sticking to the rules of it. We are always out here looking for compromises, looking for compromise so that you can twist the rules, you can bend the rules in a way to favor you and still to kind of build that indiscipline in you, because I will call that having, you know, you're looking for risks to not be disciplined. And it is actually funny that even in the books that we read on, you know, how to train your mind, OCG, how to be successful financially, all these things, they usually mention of discipline. And it is actually funny that many people have come to the fact that a lot of people outside here are not disciplined, and that's why we do not get success as we want to, because you get into one thing and you cannot keep up with it, because you just think something should just come in right fast there and not really and not really disturb you. And it's really sad. And I'm saying this, by the way, from a perspective where I am also struggling with having that discipline. Because this year, as the previous episodes I've mentioned, I started reading books. And for the past 3 weeks, I've been lazy. Very much lazy. Sijui ni nini limeshika bana. Eh, nilikuwa nimeanza kusoma vitabu mpaka nijiona wewe, nitakuwa Albert Einstein. Mbona sikushika med familia hivi, nipite hiyo exam juu. But anyway, yeah. Those are things I struggle with, but at the back of my mind, I know I wrote down somewhere that I want to start reading books. So I know even before the year ends, something will come out of it. So I will still go back to it. I still read books. I also decided to jump on the other side of of having audiobooks. Jue, wadao. Kuna vitabu zingine jo? Mi nitaenda kutoa ngiri 10 kununua kitabu popular. Ya pesa itoke wapi? Hey, yo ngiri 10 afadhali tununue mic setup to ingia YouTube. But anyway, as we were saying, I think discipline is one big thing that we all have to look at. You know, are you disciplined even when you're alone with the things that you do, for you to be able to say that you can commit to a person? Are we? And I think that's one thing that is disturbing our generations, you know, all of them, kutoka millennials mpaka Gen Z na hiyo ingine. I think that is one thing that is disturbing us to a point where we are seeing the world crumble in all its aspects, and we still do not see that it is discipline that can only, you know, heal the world in many, many aspects. When it comes to being financially good, you know, being academically good, being, you know, relationships, all of them, I think they require discipline for us to actually be successful in these things. And so, you know, even when we are talking about partners, Napa, are you disciplined enough to be with one person? Or do you think, let me enjoy myself when you're young, let me enjoy myself, and then when it comes to that age, you know, I will change for the better? I don't think that works. Personally, that's my own opinion, because you cannot tell me for years and years and years you've been out here having different partners, and you expect there will come a time where you will commit to one person. No. When your mind... I'm sorry, I sound like I'm preaching, but I think this is just me laying out my views. But anyway, I'm sorry, because when it comes to that particular time that you're talking about, you will have to fight two things. Not even two things, a lot of things, but two things for me you will have to fight. One is the thought of thinking there is somebody else out there for you, and then the other one is to prove to yourself that you said that this time will come, so you will change. So those are things you'll be fighting while still in the relationship. Now tell me, how will that relationship work when you are fighting your own quote unquote demons, as you people say outside here? Tell me, how will that work? How exactly does that work? Because I always sit down to think of how in our young years we get to do a lot of things without thinking about the future, without thinking of how consequences will come about when we keep on doing things again and again and again, and our minds get into it and actually put it as a structure in our heads that this is how we work and there is no other way. So tell me, if we are not able to do it from the beginning, how then do we expect to be successful when that time comes? If that time comes, you know, naweza kuwa na jiongelesha na we watu hawataki marriage siku hizi imekuwa marriage imekuwa hot topic. People are really getting discouraged on that end. And so, yeah, me, I'm here. By the way, I'm here to give views that actually want to, you know, heal the community that I'm in. Because I really do not like where we are headed to, you know. All these divorce rates, all these stories that we keep on hearing, even people opening accounts just to give, you know, on Instagram and Twitter, just people giving bad or negative stories about relationships. And I'm like, no, this is not the kind of content or things I would love to put myself into or to read every single day. Because what you actually consume on the internet will eventually affect you. And it is really, really sad that we as a people have come to a point where we get so much fed with things from the internet that we forget there's a reality of things. You know, you pick up a lot of things from the internet and then you go out, you act them out, and some people look at you and you're like, hey, my guy, are you are you alright? Hey, my brother. But anyway, you see, like, we also have to be cautious enough to regulate on the things that we consume. Because trust you me, like for me, I have decided in my life, mimi sitaki kukua na mtu mwenye amefollow hizo accounts za Instagram zenye zinashindanga zikipost all those sijui screenshots of people talking about of how they handle their relationships, how people are cruel to their exes, anga sijui cruel to who and who. And I'm like, these are not the things I want a partner to have in their heads, because you will bring on to me some kinds of insecurities that will never make sense. You know, like, I am out here in reality. I have a character. You've seen the character that I have. But then, since you're looking at other people's characters online and you think, this might be my man, let me go and, or this might be my lady, let me go and disturb them and ask them what they are doing and check their phone and everything. And you know, so this topic is really defining for people. Because, hey, trust me, if you're consuming such content for a long period of time, trust you me, you will never ever know peace. You will never know peace ever again. Because, hey, Japan. So let us be cautious. Let us be cautious on the things that we consume from the internet, because they're really not good. Same as to the men who consume, you know, the likes of Americs and, you know, Andrew Tate and all these people. And you know, I won't lie, there's a time I would listen to these guys, you know, because once you like one picture or one sorry one video from these guys or one tweet, they will, it will always come back to your timeline. It will always come back to your timeline. And so there was a period of time where I used to see this kind of content all the time in my life, and it transferred actually from it being something I consume to me taking screenshots and videos and posting them on my stories and statuses. And you know, there's an image it creates of you when you're posting all these things, because however much people say that my status is not me, my stories are not me, oh, you will not know me by what I post, and trust me, that is a fallacy that people say. That is a fallacy, a big fallacy, because everything that you post, you either relate to it or you somehow understand it. You know, it always has to deal with you in a particular way. And so it made me, this kind of content made me look at women in some kind of way, unfortunately to say. And it reached a point where these conversations will go in even to the conversations I have with people outside, and you will see the kind of reactions people have. And then so I had to sit down and actually ask myself, is this the kind of man I will want to be? Like, I cannot have a straight conversation without placing some kind of assumption on the opposite gender without me getting to know them. And so I decided upon myself to stop watching that kind of content, and then now of course realize, what exactly am I looking for when I am watching this kind of content? And I realized now in my work as a Christian, if I'm looking for masculinity, if I'm looking for, you know, this definition of what a man is or what a man should be, it is right there in the Bible. Like, for me, I know it is right there. Right now I can tell you, like, if you want to know who a man is, go ahead and read the Bible. Then you will know. You will definitely know what kind of man you are supposed to be and what kind of things you're supposed to be doing as a man, your purpose, you know, all these things. And so then you realize that the kind of masculinity that has been, quote unquote, been taught outside here by all these people is just counterfeit. You know, it is counterfeit because it comes from a point of not healing, of course, and being hurt. That is paramount. Like, these people, all of them are hurt, and they continue propagating that hurt through some way, mental act. Now, when I'm saying this, I'm not saying that all they're saying is lies, because we have to agree that the society in itself as a whole is undergoing a lot of problems. And so yes, it might be true that they went through these kinds of experiences with the opposite gender, you know, sawa, it is good you went through that, but why would you let such experiences change the core you to now start doing things differently? You cannot tell me you're out here telling us that you're so good, but the experiences made you change. So that means you're not even good. You're just telling yourself a lie, because if you are actually good, you would know that how other people handle you or whatever you're doing is all on them. The responsibility is all on them, not you. And so if you proclaim to be good, then do it because you know it is the right thing to do. And so when it comes to this kind of content that we are talking about right here, it is really a big counterfeit content that we have been sold to. Because as men, I am really one person who says men can actually bring change into the world if they wanted to. There is a lot of core values that men can hold on to, and at the end of the day can help the world move on into a better state. You know, as much as possible, we are the people who handle a lot of responsibilities in this world, and so we are supposed to take those responsibilities and act the right way and not create other ways just to try and you know, take compromises so that you might do things that you like and still blame the other people for other things. You know, and by the way, this goes for both genders, because it's a big problem. We all have to take responsibility on a lot of things that we do. But at the end of the day, man, at the end of the day, it is personal. This change is all personal. So for me, I had to change. I had to change the kind of content I look for or I read. And after a couple of months, of course, when you've decided to change the kind of content that you check, then you realize you need that positive energy in you. You need it, because otherwise, negative energy is not good at all. You know, consuming content that is always negative is always bad. So anytime I see any kind of negative content that will actually make me, you know, have negative energy, start thinking of negative things, bring more negative thoughts in me, I just go there, tap, and say I'm not interested, or never show these kind of things on my timeline. And you know, you get so happy, because then you realize there is positive content outside here, like TikTok. You can see all this, you know, red pill, hey, masculinity talk, then you shun away from such kind of content, and then boom, you start getting now real life, reality kind of content that gives you hope, that tells you, you know, you can still stick to the right way of living and you will get the kind of community you want within you and around you. You know, you can get the kind of people that you want to build yourself around with, and you can keep up with doing the right things, because you will always find these people. You will always find them, and it is actually fun. The more you keep up with those negative thoughts, the more you will attract them. And it will look like you're creating a community of, you know, the real people. Hey, man, nasikia unajitanga real people. Real men and real women. Yeah? You will think that you guys are so in touch with reality. But at the end of the day, you're just people who do not want to face reality, who do not want to see a better reality, and who do not want to fix the community around us. And so, even as... even as I continue mumbling, tafadhali, make it a choice for yourself. Make it a choice that you become better, because it is only by that we can fix our communities, you know, that community that you are in. You want to have good people around you, be that good person first. You want to have a good partner who can stick with you through all that life, then as a man, please stand on business. Stand on business, because there is no other way to live this life. And I hope and I pray that I get that kind of community around me, because I am starting to be intentional on finding people that are thinking the same way as me, you know, people who hold up values that actually bring more life to everything that we do and how we talk to other people. And so, yes, I know we were supposed to talk about partners, but I think, as I said, problems, there are bigger problems that lie deeper than just what we see from the outside view. And so that marks the end of this episode. Wait, I even forgot, man. We are on episode 15. Hey, Makofi. Makofi, Jameni, because I did not think I would be here. Honestly, I did nothing. And I can see the future. And the future is so bright. It's so bright that I cannot wait. I cannot wait to be there. And so, ladies and gentlemen, as we come to the end. As we come to the end of this episode, I hope you will get to listen to it again. You will get to understand that whatever you consume is what you will be. And just like Mungai, please change. Please change, because there is no other way we can have better community without, you know, personal change. And so, yes, thank you very much for listening in. Tomorrow, on the 23rd of Saturday, Well, you guys will be listening by that time. I will be going to Atabasamu Concepts event. Itakuwa pale klabu. And so I hope I'll get to record some beautiful, beautiful voices. And okay, beautiful voices for men. You tutaita. Yeah. But anyway, I hope to have content that will uplift people when we come back to episode 16 next week. And so, yeah, get ready for that. Be kwa anticipating kidogo kwa content, my friend. You know, we have to be intentional. Anyway, thank you very much for listening in. Let's meet next Saturday. If you've enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the Cordial Podcast on your favorite podcast platform, and don't forget to leave us a review. Your feedback helps us improve and ensures that we continue to deliver content that resonates with you. If you have a question or a topic you'd like us to explore in future episodes, reach out to us on our social media handles, and we'd really, really love to hear from you. As always, stay curious, stay informed, and stay inspired. Until next time, this is Mungai Kawangoi signing off. Take care, and I'll catch you on the next episode of the Cordial Podcast.